by 13 points, 13-0. And Harbor Beach just needs to get a defensive stop here and get off the field in one piece.
Well, they've done that plenty of times tonight. And Ashley Clark, now they have a little room for error. But the big thing is tackle the receivers inbounds, keep the clock running, force Marlette to burn those timeouts, and give your offense or try to get your defense off the field as fast as possible. Even if you give up a touchdown here, nothing is hurt, but you got to tackle these guys inbounds to keep the clock running.
Except the Pirates would want nothing more than a shutout on their resume. McKenney in the shotgun looking to pass, passing to his left, and lets this one fly, and it's intercepted by Tyler Vollmering at the 42. He's running back at the 45. We have flags flying all over the place, and he's finally brought down at the 49-yard line.
I'm pretty sure, Clark, it's safe to say there's going to be pass interference on the defense, if I had to guess.
As the intended receiver was falling down before that interception occurred, just inside Harbor Beach territory. It's pass interference against Harbor Beach. The flag lies at the 43-yard line.
I believe the pass interference is going to be on number 7, Brandon Puff, as it almost looked like both guys were looking at the ball and collided before the ball got there, which forced the ball to be tipped straight up in the air where Tyler Vollmering picked it off. But you don't even see that now, as it's going to be a first down for Marlette. Maybe. There we go. They're moving.
There's
now.
The official sign. So it's a first down for Marlette. 3:13 left in regulation. They trail 13-0.
Must not be that cold out there. The officials aren't moving very
fast. My feet are certainly cold up here on the cement slab. So it'll be first and 10 from the 39-yard line of Harbor Beach territory. Marlette moving right to left across your radio. Two wide each way. McKenney in the shotgun has Stover to his left. Away the snap, there it goes. Passing to his right very quickly, and this one's overthrown, hits the hands of Tyler Ladd, who had to come back for it, and falls incomplete, flies out of bounds. Second and 10, 3:08 left.
Designed deep curl route. That was where the play was intended the whole time, because that's where the quarterback stared it down. Again, Shelkey playing behind his receiver, letting him catch the ball in bounds, but yet again, a wide open receiver. McKenney overthrows, and the ball flutters behind the wide receiver. Shelkey making a diving effort, but couldn't quite come up with the interception.
Now second and 10 from the 39 of Harbor Beach. 3:08 left in the fourth. Marlette back to pass. Has to let this one fly, and this one
overthrown again.
Hunter McGinnis. This one was thrown at his back shoulder, in the secondary of Harbor Beach, including James Shelkey, was nearly there for another interception. Now a third and 10, 3:01 left in the fourth.
We are throwing at a pretty sure-handed defensive back. You can't be overthrowing the ball, because a tip ball, he can react fast enough to snag that ball and take it the other direction. He's already done it once in this game. Don't test him. He'll do it again.
Third and 10, two wide each way. McKenney in the shotgun, Stover to his left. Staying in the pocket, looking to his left to pass. Lets this one fly. It is. It should have been caught. It hit the hands. Leffler turned to run down the field, and he dropped it. McKenney now is 2 for 16 for 15 yards and 2 interceptions.
Well, I can tell you what, Clark.
What's that QB rating?
I'm not good, but I can tell you what. He's going to be throwing it for a 17th time coming up, so it could potentially get worse. This time, the pass rush gets to him. He actually throws it off his back foot, and he gets the ball down. He hits number 7 right in the chest. He heard footsteps, turned around to look upfield. The ball goes right through his arms.
On fourth down, 10 to go. And now we have a caught ball at the 25-yard line by number 2, Tyler Ladd, brought down by Jacob Finkel at the 18, maybe even the 17-yard line for our first down conversion on fourth downs. Clock stops momentarily at 2:44.
Finally, McKenney follows through with his pass, throws a strike right on the number. That's actually 2 throws in a row. The one before that was not his fault. He puts it right on the number, and Tyler Ladd does the rest, makes a couple guys miss for a few extra yards.
McKenney looking to pass, throws it down to the 8-yard line. It is caught, dives from a defender, and they're in for the score. Touchdown, Marlette. Tyler Ladd gets into the end zone with 2:32 left in regulation. It's now Harbor Beach 13, Marlette on the board with 6 points.
Wow, and that play, that pass there has been there all night. Unfortunately, McKinney has missed it way too many times. It may have come a little too late, but Marlette holding onto the rope, Clark. They're not out of the woods yet. Harbor Beach going to get the ball here. Looks like a two-point conversion is coming up first.
And it's going to be a handoff to their fullback, number 53. He's into the end zone, Corbin Chisholm. The two-point conversion is good. It is now 13-8, a five-point ball game with 2:32 left in regulation from Harbor Beach, Michigan on the WLEW Sports Network.
ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties wishes all area football teams a great season. At ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties, no job is too big and no question too small. So when fire or water damage strikes your home or business, call the team of specialists that responds faster to any size disaster. When the things that matter most to you are on the line, you want ServPro of Huron-Sanilac and North Tuscola Counties on the job, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Call 989-673-7680. That's 989-673-7680. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
We're not out of the woods yet, folks. 2:32 left in the fourth quarter. It's now a five-point ball game. Marlette scores for the first time on the night. Two-point conversion is good. 13-8, our current score, with 152 seconds left. That last drive covered 53 yards and 59 seconds, resulting in a score. After having a first half, we've had two touchdowns in the last two possessions. More than likely, a onside kick coming from the Red Raiders on reach with their hands team, as well as their normal team, just because they have about 18 people on their roster. 2:32 left in the fourth quarter. Number 50, perhaps the biggest kicker in the league, at 270 pounds, kicks us in away. And Harbor Beach bounces on it, lunges forward at the 48-yard line. Number 47, Robert Emming, saw it coming at him. The ball was about to die. He lunged forward, leaped for about 2 yards, jumps on it. A heads-up play from the sophomore, moved up to halfway through the season for the Pirates. First and 10 from the Marlette 49.
That is a reaction play, Clark. You have two options. It's like being an infielder in baseball. You either make the move and charge the ball, or you take a step back and play it off the big hop. He charged the ball, dove on it before it took a funny hop, and recovered it. It's a bold move, but a big-time move for the youngster, and gets Harbor Beach the ball with a chance to run the clock out.
T formation, handoff right through the middle, and it's a 2-yard gain. And the ball carrier, number 7, Brandon Puff, and we have a timeout called by Marlette with 2:25 left in the fourth quarter. We'll stick with you as Troy Schalke runs out of the field to talk to his offensive unit of the Pirates, leading by 5, 13-8. They are at the Marlette 46-yard line with a five-point lead.
Wow, there's no question Coach Schalke is going out to the middle of the field to talk to his team, telling them to stay on your blocks and hold the football. Take care of the ball. We don't care if you get no gain, 2-yard gain, or a 50-yard gain. Take care of the football. That's right. Take care of the football. Worst case scenario, your defense has played very good all game. If we burn all of Marlette's timeouts and have to punt the football with a minute to go, we trust our defense, which is most of their offense too. So again, it's take care of the football. That's the number one priority here for Harbor Beach. Marlette, the opposite. Stand up the runner and see if you can't knock it loose.
Second down, 8 yards to go. Harbor Beach staying in the T formation. Kirsch is under center. Clock at 2:25, 13-8. There's the snap. Brady Kirsch keeps it for himself around the right end. Dives back into the 45. He has the first down. He's down to the 30, to the 20. Still working his way down to the 10, to the 5. Touchdown, Harbor Beach. Brady Kirsch breaks free on the 48-yard quarterback keeper and puts this one away. It's now Harbor Beach out by 11 points, 19-8, with 2:12 remaining in regulation.
Well, good read there by the quarterback, Kirsch. He puts the ball in the arms of number 7, Brandon Puff. He pulls it out, keeps it for himself, goes around the edge. Marlette expecting Puff to get the ball. When they hit him, there was no football there. And Kirsch does